Okay, welcome to the very first Casterverse podcast. Sit back, relax, fix yourself a drink, and enjoy the show. I am Brian Terranova from Casterverse.com, and with me is Christian Colley, Casterverse editor.
Hi there.
Howdy.
How are you doing?
I'm swell. Yourself?
I'm swell.
Oh, keen to have you here. Listen, I understand we're recording a podcast for our website.
That's right, we are. And what better way to start it than to have a quick discussion of this week's news in brief?
Well then, take it away.
Well, I think we're all mostly interested about the events that took place on Wednesday evening with the Doctor Who Series 3 press launch.
Well, I know I am.
I am too. And it was very interesting, I believe. I didn't go. Did you go, Brian?
I did not have the opportunity, no.
Well, that's fascinating because you didn't receive an invite, I didn't receive an invite, and neither did Casterverse and DVD designer extraordinaire Anthony Dry receive an invite. So any news that you've heard about the press launch, you know, just let us know because we didn't go. No one invited us.
So that's our big news follow-up.
That's our big news story.
That's brilliant. So we rely on our Casterverse readers to fill in the blanks. Please, just dial this 800 number, because we are starving for information. And just 35 words a day would feed us for all our news needs for the rest of the year.
That's right. So please give generously.
Please, remember the Casterverse children. Moving along to Casterverse item number 2. I believe we have an interview.
Do we really? Who is it with?
Well, I believe if I'm right, I think we secured the rights, finally, once and for all, to have an interview with the Master himself.
The Master?
The Master, yes. Not anybody, I know what you're thinking. You're all thinking the mastermind, the genius behind the new series, the one who comes up with all the brilliant plans, everything that the new series is built around and created by, No, I know what you're all thinking, but no, it is not Bonnie Langford. I am talking about the Master, the actual Time Lord himself, here in the Casterverse Studios. Master, are you here with me?
Hello.
Yes, hello. It's a pleasure to have you here. It's fantastic to have you here. May I just ask, do you prefer simply Master, or do you prefer the Master?
Names are of no importance to me, Terranova. When I have subjugated you all to my will, you will call me only Master.
I see. So you actually prefer Master, then?
Yes, if you like going.
Oh, well, fine. Great. Okay, Master, I understand you are here. You are going to... You have big news. You are going to dispel and put to rest, finally, once and for all the rumors that say you will or you will not be in Series 3 of New Doctor Who. Is this correct?
This is correct. I will put paid to
wonderful,
those rumors.
Wonderful. So, will you tell us then, will you indeed be in Series 3?
I can most definitely tell you now, Brian, that I will most definitely... possibly be appearing at some stage in Series 3 of Doctor Who, unless, of course, you take a completely different viewpoint, in which case I shan't, and instead I will be busy subjugating your planet to my will.
I see. That's fantastic. We have just gotten definitive proof that the Master may or may not be in Series 3. Thank you, Master. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for putting the rumors to rest. Casterverse thanks you from the bottom of our hearts.
Yes.
It's been a real joy. Christian, are you there?
I'm here. Hello. What terribly freaky chap he is.
Yeah. Quite personable, though, I thought. Okay, and moving along to the last item here in our podcast, Christian has some very exciting news.
It is, yes. Oh, my tea's arrived. Thank you very much, Gerald. Very good of you.
Oh, thank you, Gerald. Lovely chap, Gerald.
Yes.
Right. For those of you who can't see, we actually have employed a Slitheen by the name of Gerald to be our butler around here at Casterverse Towers. I mean, since they're not getting much work these days in the acting world. Yeah.
No work at all, in fact. We need to do some rather farting, though, don't we?
Yeah, gets a little out of hand. I mean, aside from the noise disturbance, I mean, I can't wear that nose clip anymore.
Smell.
Yeah. I mean, it's really starting to chafe my nose. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Anyway, where were we?
The exciting bit of news.
Oh, the exciting piece of news that we have discovered exclusively. This news has been released to us at Casterbris. We thought we'd put it in the very first podcast with a K. We know who the mysterious Dalek replacements were in Series 1. If you recall, it was all up in the air as to whether or not the Daleks would appear in Series 1 or not, and so apparently Russell T. Davies planned a replacement alien for use in Episode 6 and, of course, in the concluding Episodes 12 and 13, which later became Bad Wolf and The Parting of the Ways. Brian?
Yes, okay. What we actually did was, when, as many of you know, we went to the Dimensions Convention this year in Stockton, and we caught a vendor who actually had some of the actual test footage that they had done with the mill to find a replacement alien. And somebody had smuggled it out of the BBC, and it's really quite impressive. And why hold off any longer? The replacement Daleks, and really, Christian and I mean, we're so stunned that they bothered to even go with the Daleks. Am I right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, this was a work of genius, a work of art. This would have been shown on television stations around the world as part of news bulletins. Frankly, it was that good.
Completely, yeah. I mean, if you thought Doctor Who took off like a rocket in 2005, I mean, just imagine when the replacement aliens came in instead of the actual Daleks. I mean, this would have been worldwide and no problem. America wouldn't have waited a year to get this. The actual replacement aliens were the orcs. Not those orcs that people talk about from Lord of the Rings. No, I mean, they're the imposter orcs. The real orcs, as in Mork from Ork and Orson from Ork. I mean, they got the orcs. The only other kind of super species out there that could, in fact, go up against the Time Lords.
Absolutely. And, I mean, the footage we've seen is absolutely breathtaking. There's hordes of flying eggs streaming towards Earth from their mothership. A giant hen,
completely
where Orson resides. It is a giant hen floating around Earth with eggs spewing out of its, you know, its lady bits, shooting towards Earth in order to destroy it and make it suitable for the orcs to live on. It's astonishing, Brian. Brian, fill it in. What have I missed?
The one big, huge scene that you missed is Orson. Replacing the Emperor Dalek.
I mean, of course.
Orson, I mean, it's just absolute sheer brilliance looking at Christopher Eccleston's Doctor going up against Orson in those I don't know, pivotal moments during the Parting of the Ways and Bad Wolf. Just, oh, I mean, you can hardly even find the words. It's just, it does not even compare to the scene that actually aired on TV.
Absolutely, you know? Not. And of course, with the single episode Mork, for episode 6, which was later renamed to Dalek and had a floaty Dalek thing in it. I mean, Robin Williams as Mork was absolutely superb. I mean, the chemistry between he and Christopher Eccleston, that was something to behold. Ha, we talk about the Master coming back now. They should bring back Mork. Except they can't, because we never saw it this way.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, you know, Russell T. Davis said, oh, perhaps we'll bring them back again. Perhaps, you know, we can use these aliens since we got the Daleks, but I'm not quite so sure they're going to have the same impact.
No, the moment's gone. The moment's gone. The deathly cry of Nanu Nanu. Whenever the orcs destroy any creature, I mean, it was there. It was very much of its time. It's not going to work now, I don't think, Brian, to be honest with you.
No, well, with the Time Lords all being gone, I mean, you know, they were the only formidable foes that the orcs could have had, you know?
Absolutely,
I mean,
yes.
Sure, you can pit them up against the Doctor, but then it's just one Time Lord against the army. I mean, it doesn't have that same impact that the orcs actually destroyed the Time Lords, you know?
No.
It's not going to be the same.
It's a shame that we never saw it this way. It really is. But it'll be left in the long history of Doctor Who moments that nearly were, such as the visit to Blackpool in the Nightmare Fair,
absolutely,
and things like that.
Yeah.
But that's the way it is, and that brings us to the end of the very first podcast with K. Next time we'll be speaking to Adric, the Alzarian companion of the Fourth Doctor, who was a bit pissed to be left for dead by the Fifth Doctor.
What a whine.
And a man who denies that Daleks can fly. Loon.
Ludicrous.
Absolutely. Anyway, so, as I say, that brings us to the end. So it's goodbye from us. Goodbye.